This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Jeff Sandu
and Audrey Raj.
Question for today: following our interview this morning with the Prime Minister, what technological changes do we need in Malaysian education? We've asked for feedback. We've told you guys how to do it. We've had a couple of messages via WhatsApp.
Yeah.
In.
So Victor says, focus on the basics. Master the three R's: reading, writing in at least English and Bahasa Malaysia, maths, and less in rote learning. Since internet has enabled all knowledge to accessibility, learning how to ask and inculcate an inquisitive mind, more time in the creative arts, etc., etc.
Interesting stuff. Odds, anything over on Twitter right now? Keep them coming though, folks. You know how to do it via right now. WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. You can get us on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Oh, there's a hands up. What's going on?
Yes, on Twitter. So this is from Sui Chuan Koo, who says, you know, take a page from Eddie Wu from Australia. Get all teachers to submit video of their lecture. Select those who are effective. Move them to Putrajaya with production level studio and create high quality lectures.
I like that.
That's a good idea.
Very good.
Just before we move on to story number two, just a quick reminder about the Enterprise Breakaway 2019. It is happening on the 26th of September. It's a Thursday at Connection at Nexus in Bangsa South. You want some more info? Head over to bfm.my/breakaway. This year's theme, Building Business in New Frontiers, focusing on how you can make the most of digitalization to grow your business and identify the business opportunities in the digital economy. We've got people like Eric Chung, who's the co-founder of Carsum, which is the largest used car trading platform in Southeast Asia. Robin Lee, the co-founder of Hello Gold, former CFO at the World Gold Council, making gold savings accessible to all. Mm. All lovely digital stuff.
Mm. And you guys will be there too?
Of course, we will be there. Yeah. Won't you be there as well?
I think I'll be there too.
There you go. Now, speaking of all things digital, about young Malaysians and how they're signing into lucrative millionaire-making, the esports world. Now, it's grown exponentially in recent years here in Malaysia, what with the government allocating 10 million ringgit in the budget 2019 to develop the electronic sporting scene in the country. And of course, the youth and sports minister, Syed Tariq, announcing the building of a new esports stadium. On top of that, Malaysia is sending a national esports team to the upcoming 2019 SEA Games in the Philippines. They'll be hosting competitions for titles like, you see, I never thought I'd say this, for competitions like Tekken 7, Mobile Legends, Bang Bang, and Dota 2.
Mm.
These are actual competitions that are finally happening and that people can take part in. So more and more Malaysian gamers are participating in various international esports tournaments. And win or lose, they are surely making their mark and bringing recognition to the country. Currently, we have Muhammad Lukman. He's ranked the second top FIFA 19 player in Southeast Asia.
Wow.
Where do you think you come, Jeff?
I don't know, number one, maybe?
Number one.
In my home.
Look, man, if you are...
Number one in my home, and I'm the only one who plays the PlayStation in my home, all right? In my home.
If you are listening, he's one of the top five players in Asia and is placed 112th in the world. He's known as Fenrir in the gaming scene, of course. They went to the competition over in Madrid, Spain, won first place and took home about 10,000 ringgit.
Mm.
Now, did you know that there's also an all-girl team as well? They're called Orange Sphinx. They finished in the top two positions in the Zawi Davina Women's Asia Championship earlier this year to qualify for DreamHack Showdown, the all-women Counter-Strike Global Offensive tournament in Valencia in Spain in July. And of course, Chai Yi Feng, known as Mushi, you've probably heard about this fella.
Yeah.
He goes to all of the Dota 2 competitions.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's now a more of a coach rather than a player. And now he went off to China and came back.
He's like the Rashid Siddiq for the e-games.
He is.
Because he was like the professional gamer.
Yeah.
You know, he made the sport kind of well-known, the e-sports, Dota 2. And then he, you know, had a team and then he took a step back and now he's doing the coaching.
And he explains why as well. You know, he says the gaming scene is still slow in Malaysia. Organisations have been focusing solely on top-tier tournaments and amateurs don't have a proper platform to train and show their skills. Still many hidden gems in Malaysia sustain sustainability is the key for the growth of esports in Malaysia. Now, it's okay, we're talking about education and traditional ways of, you know, schooling and one thing or another, and moving away from that into digitalization and all of this kind of stuff. But this just goes as a reminder for those kids that might be listening who are thinking about what traditional jobs I need to do. You know, there are other options available to you, even if it is esports or something like that. You know, you can take time to learn how to play these games and one thing or another. Just all about balance. But then again, I'm reading about some of these kids who are doing the training, and they're training like 6 days a week, and they're training from 8 p.m. until midnight, and they're working really hard after school, some of them. You know, they are working really, really hard.
So that's what that was what my question was going to be. Like, how do you become a pro at games like this? Does it require that 10,000 hours?
Yeah, or, it does, yeah.
And then how do kids their age find the time to do this?
Right.
Yeah, so a lot of them, they drop out from school and they dedicate themselves. And you know, I know we've seen so many reports about the percentage of professional gamers that make money in the esports is a tiny fraction.
It's very slim.
Compared to the, you know, billions of people who play games, right? So it's only a tiny fraction that actually can go on and become this kind of, you know, multimillionaire esports players. But the industry for gaming is so big, if that, you know, you can learn different elements within the sector. So, you know, just looking at, you know, the coach, right? So, you know, he started off as a gamer, but now he's a coach. So imagine in the coach and that's teams, right? So AirAsia is like a sponsor of one of the you know, esports teams, and there's so many brands, Lenovo and Asus, all these brands, right? So imagine there's so many kind of new jobs. You know, you've got like team manager.
You have all the back end stuff, the IT stuff.
And so there's so many more different kinds of job, or you could just go, you know, so-called traditional gaming route, become one of the persons involved in the development of the game, right?
Yeah.
We've spoken to various people who are in Malaysia who are developing AAA games for, you know, these kind of companies, right? And they hire literally, you know, anyone from anywhere around the world, as long as you have that kind of critical thinking and that kind of problem-solving mindset, and, you know, just the ability to design something that no one has seen.
Right.
That's what we're lacking.
Again, it brings us back to the same thing about what is it that we're lacking in terms of technology here in education for Malaysia. It's about the awareness of how important IT is and how important things like AI and algorithms and all of this future tech is going to be. That's where the focus needs to be.
Yeah.
Which leads us, of course, onto our question, a reminder. WhatsApp number is 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. What technological changes do we need for our education system here in Malaysia? Do let us know. We're talking about this for at least another 20 minutes or so, and if you'd like to get in touch, you've just heard the numbers, you've just heard the handles. Let us know. We're going to take a short break with Rooney up next and Paralyzed. When we come back, our final story of the day, the top 10 Merdeka ads of 2019. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.